those kids for soccer community are either playing now at Tan Park, some games down there, or they're going to Cash Park. And so the soccer club has accommodated that number, the wetness of the season, by getting those kids onto, the bigger kids onto all weather surface fields. That happen to be Tan Park, which is a great field, and Cash Park.
Where is Cash Park?
Cash Park is by Bowen. There's three, if you know, you know what Burn Barrel is? On Airport Road, when you're headed towards Bowen.
Yeah, I know.
And there's the Burn Barrel there, the union headquarters, and Bucatillo. Actually, too many transit down there, Bucatillo, and I just wanted to turn down there, and there's three soccer fields in there.
Those are the 2025.
Yeah, so that's what our citizens are doing, spending a lot of time driving back and forth on 128. I've spent many years on that road. So that our traffic back and forth across 128 is a real frustration to parents.
And at the wrong time, which is the wrong time, it's really a frustration.
Is the utilization of the fields at Archbishop Murphy an option?
Archbishop Murphy, we have more fields now. Typically, anybody who has a grass field isn't very anxious to share it, because you can only play so many games before it's all played out. They're putting in all of their surface field, and so maybe if you want to rent that out now, don't know. It's a new, it's just happening, I think, isn't it?
Right.
Does anybody know what's going on at Wellington Hills?
The last I heard as of 2 days ago from one of the county engineers was that that's, that made me think about something different. I know Tom Tiger, I really heard that, but the neighbors, not very much.
The old offers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have 108 acres, right on Brightwater, right?
Yes, Brightwater area, it was gonna be like four fields, it was gonna be great. I think the county's gonna stick with it, but they're running into a lot of opposition. But that is not really accessible to kids around here. The thing you should know about baseball, nobody has certain boundaries. If you want to live outside, you have to live basically inside those boundaries, other than some pretty strict requirements to transfer in.
I can't speak to how the boundaries work, so I think that's generally correct, but I know some kids go from home to home to
some of the others. Soccer is looser boundaries. Kids can go play anywhere they or mom and dad care to take them. But the clubs have geographic areas, and the clubs are not allowed to operate outside those areas. So, for instance, one of the hills, clubs from around here could not operate out there. It's a different association, a different district. Those state rules are not allowed to kind of protect people from the law.
So, it sounds like we need an inventory of what is available and the sizes. And if it's like what you said about Willis Tucker, I mean, what we're missing to make it successful.
That's one approach. I think that's what got us to jump on this. That's what got some of us thinking, going and improving the field at Jackson High School, was what's the cheapest way to take existing inventory and make it usable? And so taking an existing field that already has parking, sidewalks, bathrooms, but is soggy in wet weather and dark at night, how do you fix that? So that's the way you take something that's already a field and improve it. A lot of communities are doing that, particularly in urban areas, that's where we're in, this urban area, where you can't afford land anymore. There's nothing here, this land is very expensive land. Mark Bond is right that we've got it, that's an asset, we don't want to lose it. But we're really not in an environment where we can take our land for fields anymore. Most of these soccer clubs, these baseball clubs all have dreams of, let's sell enough candy bars to buy some land and build all fields. That just isn't going to happen around here anymore. Because the land is so high. So you're right, Pam, you could take the inventory of what's there, and you go to the school district who owns a lot of those fields, or private schools or whatever, and say, what would it take to just usable beyond what you're using it for today, and we should share that with you more. Maybe you can throw some knowledge of that, maybe it's more less expensive than moving along the turnaround.
Why are we talking about public workshop being on the Cook property when we're kind of thinking of going on 137?
That was just a list of everything that's been considered for that property.
And the police station also?
Good. It's almost the list of what hasn't been considered by the
board. As you said, recently there have been informal discussions with Snowcomb.
There has been, and that actually came up at the last council meeting. I think Councilmember Todd was at, so, I mean.
The strategic plan.
Yeah, we talked about it.
They said they need to use it about space. Snowcom needs to decide about 5 years from now where they're gonna be in the building.
It's never gotten to the point where there's been a presentation to council by staff with drawings or anything, just that discussions.
And I know the parking is so critical, like Councilor Vaughn mentioned. You gotta have the parking. The only option might be on the Cook property, if it was saleable, you could have the shared use where it wouldn't be conflicting with events. You know, it could be, I don't know, who would be considering buying something like that, but if they're making parking five in the afternoon, or, you know, and they're out there on the weekends, you know, that might be an option too. Or if you get somebody selling off that piece of property and have the shared parking agreement as a stipulation.
The other thing about Cook, and so I want us to get our head around whether we believe there's a shortage of people. Because if we just sort of embrace the general knowledge that maybe that is true, then that'll help us not rush to do something with these that will come out. Cook is not going to be useful for ball fields under the crash parking. But it does, it's an interesting location adjacent to these. It goes up to the creek, and we could, who knows what we might be able to make it with some sort of a park-like environment over there up to the creek. That it could be interesting, something different than a ball field necessarily, but I just hate the idea of getting rid of a property that's gonna be really hard to replace.
How many parking places are we looking at there, Tom?
At Cook, it's just a guess right now, I don't know.
Okay.
But coattail on what Councilmember Vaughn was saying, our community development director said there's been requests from people in that area that they have the community park, but they don't have a neighborhood park. So staff has talked about internally of Cook possibly being a good location for a neighborhood park.
This park board has talked about that a little bit as part of the comp plan update. I don't think they've come up with a firm recommendation yet. It was either that or to incorporate some neighborhood park elements into an expansion of the sports park if that ever happened. Because right now, there's nothing for the young kids to do when the older kids are playing baseball. We did, I think, recently put in a very small improvement, but it's hard to call that actually a neighborhood park.
You know about the top?
Yeah, put a top lot in there. That's like one feature, two features.
Yeah. And that's another thing, by the way, that the park councils were saying, you know, we got to throw something in there, because when we do have these events, and there's only a couple of years, they get pretty good crowd. We've got mom and dad trying to keep an eye on the game. We've got skateboarders who crashed our party, you know, that they're trying to do their skateboard thing. And then we thought about putting, is it out? Where did the top line go?
It actually is along the third space line, right down near the main door.
That's where the extra parking is.
Yeah. It's because we had talked about, you know, in this area where parents could, you know, watch, keep an eye on their kids, still see the game from different angles. So, and that, I think that's a legitimate.
We didn't put it on the highway side on purpose.
Yeah.
To keep it away from the highway or in the view of the parents who get distracted.
The only hazard it has is high foul balls. We actually want to put a fence up to reduce that.
Funny how you figure those things out after purpose. Wow.
So I wanted to have a conversation just so you guys would maybe, as things pop up, they're bright and shiny. I don't want you to lose sight of this. There was a vision for this, and it's not a bad one. And it's one that the citizens have heard about. There is some support in the community. They've heard about it for a long time. They saw the success of Freedom. When they do bring things to Freedom Field, when they do bring events in, you know, we get a lot of traffic. These people are having lunch in town. It's they're, you know, hitting the Safeway and other shops around here. And I didn't really think of it until you reminded me, but it's a nice little economic boost. And I think if we could enhance it a little bit, the field, we talked about the size of fields. One of the maps, you know, showed basically a small field, but one of the fields could be a full-size soccer and our adult softball field, which that's a lot better than what we got right now. And even if we do this stuff, we still are going to need to talk about the partnering with the schools and whatnot, because this is not going to fix the problem. This is just a little better than what we currently have.
Here's my vision. I don't want to sell the property. I do think there's been some public comment that we should. I think we need to get an assessment as to what the value of the property is. I think there's money there if you wanted to sell, if you want more apartments. If you want it for office or commercial development, I'm not sure who that buyer would be in dumps. So I'm not sure there's the market there to generate anything from that. And to me, I don't view it as a good option, because I don't want to do it just to pull in money to create a band-aid for a bunch of problems and get us by for another 4 years and have nothing to show. My vision, which may not be politically or financially feasible, is that we do both. We partner with the school district on their field and find some way to do some kind of improvement on the property of the Freedom Field. Remember, my, I'll just use the word objection to the proposal last year, is not the proposal itself, but as someone new coming into this, I'm looking at it. That's a good proposal, but what about this property that you spent $5.4 million on for fields? What options, if any, do we have? So we're looking at that now. I think there's a need for both. You know, we went in, quite frankly, it's not realistic to use that entire 10 acres for fields. We don't have the money, and I don't think we could find a way to come up with that. But initially, when we start talking about options last year for maybe developing one field on the property, we heard a lot from our former city manager, you can't do it. We heard members of the public saying there's no funding to do it. And then former council member Harmsworth and I sat down with Bill Sakalis and said, found out, well, there is a lot of money through their private fundraising sources and through the state. I think I read in the latest capital budget, it's got something like $2.4 million in there for the Arlington Boys and Girls Club that they're doing. So I think there is the possibility for some kind of partnership that could result in one new field on that property and some sort of community asset on the other field, or on the field, the other parcel, whether that's a Boys and Girls Club, whether it's something along the lines of what the two gentlemen came to talk to us about tonight, whether it's something that encompasses a little bit of both and has a community center element to it. I think there's a lot of potential and possibility there. We might be able to have our cake and eat it too.
My concern with this high school wasn't that I objected to having a field. It was that our money has to be leveraged in the right order in order for us to get the most done. And I think that will be a key to financing and getting as much bang for our buck. I think Brian's right. We can look at this in a field. Doesn't mean we give up on the other thing, but it has to be done in the right order. And there is money available, so.
I would propose that whatever we land on, and I believe we need to figure out how to do the sports field, etc. I also think we need to have something for other parts of the community encompassing that, as in some kind of community for some type of a better, more usable senior center where seniors can really go. You get a lot more embracing from the community if you have something for all parts of the population. In particular, if you go up for bonding or if you want to vote or approve tax increase, you've got to have little pieces that are going to satisfy all parts of our community, not just, because, you know, some of the seniors, they always want to support our youth, but let's give them a little something too. You're going to get a better response from the community if you have a little snippet of everything. They'll be more inclined to embrace it.
So I would agree that we should have a discussion about the senior needs and what our senior center is providing, and if there's opportunities to, just like we're enhancing this service level. You know, I'm open to that too. There's no denying there. And it's good news. Our ED population is growing very rapidly. That's awesome. So good for all of us. So if there's any I'm pretty proud of the facility we have over there, but if it's time to rethink it and look and add something or tweak it, you know, or whatever needs to be done, let's have that conversation.
Yeah, I think that if we could, you know, I'm just going to use community center, senior center, multipurpose room, youth club, you know, just something where you could even rent the facility out. You couldn't rent the senior center now, you know, and we could free up that room and rent it for rental, hopefully. And then have an actual room that someone would be a special occasion.
Look, could you make a decision on that before next week when I tell the guy who gets the sign that I'm going to put up?
I'm just getting on the signs.
Oh, come on. Seems like you can move it.
Oh, cool.
Mayor, if I may?
Yeah.
Councilmember Vaughn and Councilmember Todd made some great comments in regards to those properties. I mean, someone once said that God's not making any more of it. What you have is what you have. And with the inventory as limited as it is, I think exhausting in all the possibilities of partnerships is probably the most appropriate uses that I can see for fields at this current juncture. I'm not saying that I'm against any other ideas or decisions, but I would prefer not to sell it to put it, as somebody said, Band-Aid over the current budget issue, which is, I think, exactly what that would be. That's just kind of how I feel about it, but there's a definite need and a void for fields as well, so hopefully we'll more discussion.
So, yeah, I guess I would, your comment was good, and jump out that way, jump out. I don't see us selling this to get the money out of it. I see this as trading stock. I see all the properties, just building one next door. Everything we've got is potentially trading stock. And if we've got an opportunity to say we should take and trade this for something else we want to get, and there's a better condition when we get there, that's fine. So for instance, if somebody came to us and said, gosh, I really want it, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, of having my little high-tech business have an office park here, I'd be all in favor of doing that if we had ways to get those two fields somewhere else. And so one of the ideas that we started working on was, let's work on getting those fields like a school district. Let's stack those things up. We are now getting denser and denser, but if we can stack up uses in time or in space, that's useful. And so I'm not opposed to selling these if we have satisfied our need for fields in some other fashion. But I don't want to sell these, just have the money to fix a budget problem. I'm going to do that. It's kind of a Legos approach to these things. You look at the library, you look at the senior center, you look at the community center, you look at Boys and Girls Club. Not every one of those things needs all that space from 6 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And so the seniors really want to do that from 10 to 3. And then the kids are only available from 3 till 8. So you go, can you put that together somehow? And you're like, hold it. Now the library also has a need for little kids in the morning, you know, if you look at the use patterns, is there some clever way to take a lot of these pieces together? And yeah, it's a lot more difficult for people to think about coordinating and partnering. It's already easier to raise their own project for themselves, but we're at a point where taxpayer dollars are limited, space is limited, property costs $1 trillion because we're not making any more of it. Are there clever things you could do? So the idea we had, the target with the library on top, that was cool. Yeah. Double use out of that space. The idea of partnering with school district, the city field and the school district field the same place, that's cool, that's saving, you know, if you have double use of space. Same thing here, I hate for us to move forward on nibbling away at little parts of this project and have it stand in the way of maybe some bigger thing. I don't know what it is. I think Brian's right, it's not going to happen in the next couple of years. If you just say this is available now for sale, it's going to turn into apartments, that's not what we really want. But if it's going to be office park with some daytime jobs who are people who hang out here in the city and don't have to commute across I-5 or Seattle or whatever, that'd be a cool long-term dream. And I would free up this land for those kind of purposes instead of doing some stuff with it.
So we have just seen exactly what has, from all of the conversations, this is exactly why we've done nothing. Mm-hmm. A, it costs too much money, and B, the conversation shifts from ball fields, the police station, the library, to community center, back to city hall. And so we, when it comes to these, we have a definite lack of vision when it comes to four or more people. And what just happened is exactly what we've been doing for 12 years, so or whatever we want. So for you guys that are somewhat new, there you go, welcome to our world. The horse trading stock idea should be noted as well, because there's two pieces of property adjacent to this. There's a church, there's that Goldthorpe, or Nate Goldthorpe, or whatever, that he's selling the corner piece there that's been on the market for a while. And I kind of like to see some tax revenue producing thing there that is prime real estate, that's been on the market for a long time. So there is some other little properties in and around here that may be, at one time we talked with the church about, well, we'll trade you this, and you build your new church here, we can get two ball fields, and you get a church and share parking. The church was open to that a while ago. We didn't land on anything with them, but I'm just throwing it out there again. If you haven't heard that, it's an interesting piece of the possibilities.
This was long back.
Yeah, it's quite a while ago. But they haven't built a brand new facility, so it's not like they've invested a ton of money. So their facilities needs are probably very similar today to what they were back then. Just wanted to, for anybody that didn't know that, that's an interesting little piece of this. They're a nice neighborhood.
And to go back to what you and Councilman Todd said, to be eligible for grant money, you do have to have some sort of master plan. So I think that it's now right on the head. We just stated right there.
I think what we need to do is come up with a list of what's available, some of the deals that we talked about, and take a look at the inventory. Donna mentioned facilities like a senior center or a community center. We know Boys and Girls Club is interested, and see if there's a way to get all of our, we've never had all of our options together at one time.
And the libraries.
Right, the library's interested, now these new people came in. I think what we need to do is get all of our options on the table so we can see them, as opposed to discussing tangents.
I agree, but I think there's one domino we have to answer first, because some of the comments I've heard is there's an assumption that there might be an opportunity to satisfy the field needs at the high school. And although there was a lot of press last year about us scuttling the proposal, I think, let's remember, the voters rejected the bond measure twice, and with that, went down into the tube the district's funding for their part of participation in the project. We have never got an answer from them whether, absent an approval of the bond measure by the voters, whether or not they will even partner with us on that field. It seems to me we need to find that answer out to figure out if that's even an option for them to participate without the voters, to know if we're looking at satisfying fields potentially from that, or if that's not available, if this is our option for satisfying the field needs. I don't know if we're able to get that answer, but we've never got a straight answer from the district on that. I mean, no one ever asked.
Has everybody ever gone forth and answered?
Well, I don't know what the former city manager did after the bond measure passed. I think we've got a very...
Failed.
After the bond measure failed twice. I think we've got a very non-equivocal answer that they weren't willing to commit non-bond dollars to fund their side of it.
We were.
I'm not trying to, but the point being is they have to have half the money. So even if we were willing to participate, we have to have a partner to dance with, and I don't know if we have that.
I still am of the mindset that even if we do both of them, as you said, we do this and we partner with it, I still say we're not going to fill the demand. And it's still a move in the right direction. So it's not like, oh, if we did this one, we wouldn't do the other. I would say if we did both, we'd be very fortunate.
I think we need to evaluate, in my mind, on the Dobson Reward and how Cook fits into the community plan. I'd like to see options for developing one field and then how we might use the other piece of property, whether it be a combined community facility, including Boys and Girls Club, community center, senior facility. I don't have a grasp on what Mr. Wildridge was proposing in terms of his space needs, if he would need 5 acres, if he's envisioning the entire site. But I think we need to look at all those options. I'm not sure how the library might feel. At some point, we're going to have too many eggs to throw in the basket. I'm not sure how many we can get in that basket or how big the basket is.
Well, we can certainly invite them to come talk to us.
Absolutely.
Well, and I like that idea, and just to muddy it even more, if we did do a facility over there and it was, you know, just whatever it was, maybe we got the ball field over here right in the middle, there's this facility that, you know, could accommodate the seniors and parks and rec and stuff, and we, you know, deal with Huntron, we dump Huntron building. I mean, who knows what this athlete tangent could take us at, so that's what we're talking about. Well, the main thing is, I wanted us, at least as a body, to say, you know what, let's not aggressively talk about dumping these properties to a gap of budget.
I didn't want to dump them. I always wanted to save them, figure out what we're doing. We just haven't, that's why, you know, we don't have the money to develop these properties. That's why we didn't partner. We're going to have to go out and bond. And we need a lot of people to buy in on the bonding. Sure. And so that's why I'm saying get something for all parts of our population there.
If we can get our next manager in, we start brainstorming some ideas, we get a vision for this property, and then we sell it to the city.
And you know, Mike has a good point. It's easy to get your little tunnel going and you can't be bothered, but there's so many options when it comes to shared parking and hours. You know, made some good points. There's a lot of parties that can come to the table, and that's how you work out agreements. I mean, we had a perfect agreement with the school district for the hours. It was going to work perfect. Their hours were different than what we needed, and it was a perfect partnership as far as, so it can be done, and I think getting all the parties to come together, and once we make a decision on who those parties are, sitting with them, but I really hope that you'll think about all parts of the population, not just the youth, because you'll get a lot better embracement from the community.
I think we have to do that. What I took from the park survey is even if we came up with this grand vision of a new police station and that sort of thing out there, I don't think our citizens are going to approve raising taxes or paying for that. I think if we had to raise taxes to come up with some kind of community facility in the field, I agree. If it's just for the youth, it's not going to pass. It's got to have some broader appeal to it. And, you know, I look at it in the sense that it seems like there's a lot of dominoes. You know, if public works goes up to 1%, say we build some kind of community facility that's oriented around recreation, the parks department move there and vacate the space here, and are we suddenly going to clean up space that's needed in this building for other uses? And if the senior component is up in that new development too, does that then free up space in the Huntron building that could make that more viable for the police station? I think we're going to, as we found from 2013, if we're looking cost-effective options for dealing with the basic services like police, public works, I think we're going to find more public support for that than big new buildings for those types of facilities.
I agree, and I also think it's just another interesting caveat. Seniors are a really motivated group of volunteers. They tend to be folks that are interested in giving back to the community. A lot of times they just want to do something, but they don't have there's no opportunity. My parents, you know, both in their 70s, and they volunteer at the Shoreland Police Department. They're just looking for something to do. Mm-hmm. If we had a senior center in an area where there was a opportunity to volunteer to help, you know, organize
after
these events.
After school reading program, you bet. You know, with the youth, they're a perfect combo.
Right. So there's some real interesting opportunities there. And I agree. We got a diverse group, and let's build something that the whole city can go and say, that is cool.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So shall we out, because we're not going to do anything between now and when the new city manager comes on board. But regardless of coming on board, we need to have an inventory of options. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we'll ask staff to start collecting. Sorry, Vincent?
I was going to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, I was speaking.
Oh, okay, so.
I think not only with the inventory, but their value as well, I think would be helpful.
Yeah, if we can get an inventory of options, you know, of things we can do, like Donna mentioned, a community center, that's an option. Boys and Girls Club, they've said they're willing to work with the library. But just so by the time the city manager comes, that we have we have something in front of us to talk about.
One of, if we're, this might be an exercise for our planning department. I mean, if we've got 10 acres, and if we want to develop one full-size field on there, is, I imagine there's some conceptual plan that you could come, or calculation you could come up with without developing a plan as to how big a building we could get on the other parcel and what the general parking requirement would be. So we have a sense of, we could do a 30,000 square foot building and the required parking would be X number of parking spots. So we have an idea of what the structure size might be that could be developed there if we also built one field. So that we have a sense of how big the basket is that we have to fill.
And you know, we're not going to, there's probably not going to be a day in Mill Creek's history that we're going to be able to satisfy every single requirement of sports. This is what we have. We are doing the best we can to make more, but we only have so much property in Mill Creek. And this time we're not flush enough if there was a piece of property to go buy it and just put it out there. But you know, even improving it, even if we had the school district field and we had another field at the sports park, you know, we've done okay by Freedom Field. It hasn't
finished the world.
I mean, you can't buy a car in the city of Mill Creek unless it's from a private party. Sometimes you just got to go other places to do other things. And so we're just going to satisfy whoever we can and do the best we can with what we have here.
Donna's used car lot.
Yeah.
And water
next to the water park.
Next to the water park. Yeah.
My water is going over 130 seconds for the water tank.
Sean has something to say.
You know, I don't recollect that when, you know, we were talking about these three properties a while back, that we were actually talking about selling anything other than the Cook property. And I think the discussion there, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it revolved around selling the Cook property in order to pay for something on the Dodson-Remlard properties. I'm not opposed to doing that. I'm with you in that I don't really want to get rid of them to fix a budget issue. And when we're talking horse trading, great idea. You know, if there's something we can do with Cook, horse trade for something else, I'd want to make sure that it's, you know, anything that we would trade, we'd consider the wetlands issues. You know, I'm looking at this church property and it looks to me as though the creek is probably mostly on that property there. I don't know that you would gain anything from that. You know, and if you did, is it more level? Would it cost less to develop? There's all kinds of considerations here. So considering what we've got in front of us, the plan on the black and white photo is slightly different than the drawing on the back.
Let me provide some clarification on that. The plan on the black and white photo was done much earlier than the other one. That's before there had been wetland mapping done. Mm-hmm. I included it only because that's the only map I could show that showed the whole region. So you could see on a single aerial the adjacent properties, the church property, the Cook property, the existing sports park, and the boundaries of the other two. And I didn't have it electronically. If I did, and I could have erased the ball fields, I would have, but I didn't. Right. So.
Okay. Yeah. So then, what we're looking at right now, if we were to go with this phase two of Mill Creek Sports Park, is the drawing.
Correct.
Okay. That's what we can fit as far as.
That's what we can fit. Okay. By and large, like we said, we might be able to make it slightly bigger, but you're not going to get two full-size fields out of it.
And so concerning the wetlands, so we can get one full-size field, one full-size soccer field, and the other ones, the other pair or whatever would be smaller. And I really don't see looking, unless you bought these other two properties or traded these other two properties, I don't see there being a whole lot more room on them. But, you know, keeping the horse trading option open is a good one. I don't know what or where we would trade for within the city limits. But in any case, you know, the Cook property, I am not opposed to selling to help fund something else. In fact, yes, the property is hard to come by. But we can be down the road 5 years and still have three pieces of property. Maybe one is even less useful than it is now because of the wetlands, the Cook property. But, you know, there's, if we can't do it, you know what I'd rather see? I would rather see you selling one of the, either Dobson or Remlard, and pay for something on the other one, you know? Cook property, I know that somebody came down, we saw a proposal or a, we had a discussion about somebody that was interested in utilizing the building that was on that a while back, and I don't know whatever happened to that.
It never materialized.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
They never came back.
So anyway, that, just my two cents there. You know, and if it came down to leaving these properties empty and selling one to build something else, I would rather see something like that and just come up with something, come up with a plan and do it.
Okay.
I'm a, kind of the opposite of what you just said, with all due respect, Councilmember Kelly, because I think we have an opportunity for a real gem, and we need all that property to make that gem happen. Fields, multi-purpose room, community center, whatever the case, library, we need it all. We need every square inch of that property to make it work, and it is such a perfect location. It could be such a defining spot for people of all ages to come and participate. I want to use every single inch that we can possibly use. Yep. And we're going to have to go out and bond for it anyway. We got something for all the population. Why not?
I agree with that. I just don't want to come to the end of my term here in 2.5 years and not have a plan and not... I don't know, maybe breaking ground.
You're ready to be disappointed.
Well, if that happens, I will be disappointed. And that's why I'm more eager to get really serious about, you know, even if we break this two-field, you know, plan up into a phase two and a phase three, that's fine. But let's figure out what to do with the next phase.
So the good news is that even though prior councils and even maybe this one may not end up enacting the vision that we're talking about, because of prior councils acquiring that land, at least we have options. So we're able to even have the discussion. I like your motivation. I hope we land on something. It's complicated because it's money and there's competing interests. But yeah, let's try and move forward and do something. It'd be great.
Okay, so let's start working on an inventory of what our options are. And it doesn't have to be limited right to here. I mean, if we're looking at maybe lighting at Willis Tucker, community facilities, you know, what had the high school or the schools, and get an inventory, and then we'll bring this back with our new city manager the second or third meeting in June. Because we're not going to give up and let it go. Nope. This is important. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, we're staying here. We have to have an executive session now. Shane, the words.
Do you have it there?
No, I have nothing.
So recess executive session until what time? 10 minutes.
It'll be fun to figure out. I
have no idea.
Let's do 10 and extend.
Let's do 10. Let's say until 7:17.
And action may or may not be taken.
Yeah, and this is pursuant to RCW 4231101G, and I do evaluate qualifications of an employment. Yes, please, for any potential litigation.
Okay, thank you.